Title: Dark Side. Sub Titan for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Lev 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a dark side jungle sub that hits clean on a proper system, but still carries that unstable VHS Rave fog on top. The goal is a bass that feels heavy and controlled in the lowest octave, while the dirt and movement live safely above it. That way you get grime without your fundamental turning to mush. This is an advanced workflow, so we're going to be a bit disciplined. A two-lane architecture, smart dynamics that react to the right frequencies, and a clear rule that the real sub stays mono and stable. The VHS stuff is going to be harmonics only. Before we touch FX, start with a sub source that behaves. Operator is perfect. Load operator, oscillator is set to assign, and set your level so the raw sub is peaking somewhere around -12 to -8 dBFS before processing. That headroom matters, because we're going to add harmonics and control, and if you start too hot you'll end up mixing distortion instead of bass. Musically, keep your note choices realistic. A lot of jungle weight lives around F through G sharp, so that's roughly 43 to 52 Hz, or at 55. Don't force super low notes like 36 Hz unless you know the playback system can actually reproduce them. Otherwise you'll feel loud in meters but not in the room. Now on your sub track, drop an audio effect rack and rename it Darkside SUB Titan. Create two chains. The first chain is SUB Core. The second is VHS Harmonics. The entire lesson lives in the idea that the core is the weapon, and the VHS lane is the atmosphere. Let's set up some macros so this becomes performance ready later. Make macros for sub level, Titan comp, drive, VHS flutter, hiss, stereo width harmonics, sidechain amount, and HP split. We'll map as we go. First, the SUB core chain. This is where the bass gets consistent and confident. Start with EQ8. Put a high pass filter at around 20 to 25 Hz. Steep. 24 dB per octave. That's just rumble control. If you've got a boom problem, you can do a gentle cut somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q, but don't do it because the tutorial says so. Do it because you hear a kick and bass disagreement. Next device. Saturator. This is one of the main tightness tools, because a pure sine can feel huge on a big rig but disappear on smaller playback. A little harmonic content makes it translate and feel more present without making it louder. Set saturator to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere between +2 and +6 dB. And here's the teacher moment. Game match it. Pull down the output so it's roughly the same loudness as bypassed. If you don't, you'll always push the drive too far, because louder sounds better. If you want, enable color and keep it subtle, with a bass around 200 to 400 Hz and low depth. Map saturator drive to your drive macro. Next up, compressor. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack around 15 to 30 milliseconds. If it's a pure sine with no real transient, you can go slightly faster, like 10 to 20. Release for 170 BPM. A good starting point is around 110 milliseconds, and you'll adjust by groove. Knee around 6 dB so it's smooth. Turn sidechain on, but don't pick the source yet. Map the threshold to Titan comp for now, and we'll also use it like a sidechain amount control once the sidechain is engaged. Then add utility. Turn bass mono on, set it to 120 Hz, and keep width narrow overall. Even above 120, this is still a sub track, so something like 0 to 20% width is totally acceptable. The rule is simple. The core does not get to do drunk VHS wobble. That wobble belongs in the harmonics lane. Now the VHS harmonics chain. This is where we create the rave tape mood without destroying the low-end anchor. First device, EQ8 as a crossover split. High pass at 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave. This is your do not touch true subline. Map that high pass frequency to your HP split macro, because we'll automate it for arrangement moves later. Next, overdrive. Set the frequency anywhere from about 450 Hz up to 1.2K. Jungle often likes bite around 700 to 900. Drive between 10 and 25%, tone around 30 to 45, and dynamics around 40 to 60, so it doesn't flatten in a boring way. You want aggression, but still some motion. Now add redux, but keep it respectful. This is for a hint of VHS pixel grain, not turning your bass into a video game. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits, sample rate around 12 to 20 kHz, and dry slash wet maybe 5 to 15%. If you hear the effect instantly as oh that's redux, it's probably too much. The best settings make you miss it when it's gone, not notice it when it's on. Then chorus ensemble for micro instability. Use chorus mode, rate around 0.10 to 0.35 Hz. amount 10 to 25%. Keep the delays low to moderate, dry slash wet in the 5 to 18% range. This is not trans supersol widening. It's tape drift energy. Map either the rate or the amount to your VHS flutter macro. Rate is often more VHS. Amount is often more obvious. Next, auto filter for movement and darkening. Use a low pass 12 dB filter. Frequency somewhere between 2 and 6 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Keep envelope minimal and use an LFO at a very slow rate, like 0.05 to 0.20 Hz, with a small amount. This is that head mood, like the tape machine isn't perfectly stable, but it's not wobbling the pitch of the sub. Then a utility at the end of the VHS chain. Width 120 to 160%, because this is where stereo can live. And because you high-passed it earlier, you're not widening true sub content. Map this width to stereo width harmonics. One extra pro safety device that's easy to skip. Put a limiter at the very end of the VHS harmonics chain. Ceiling around minus 1 dB. And don't use it for loudness. Use it to catch the occasional modulation peak from chorus and filter that can randomly jump out and make your bass bus feel inconsistent. That's a classic, "why does this bar suddenly feel louder" fix. Now we lock the sub under the drums with sidechain, and we're going to do it in a jungle-aware way. Go back to the compressor on the SUB core chain. Sidechain input. Pick your kick track. In many cases, PostFX is fine, because you're reacting to what the listener actually hears. Turn on the sidechain EQ inside the compressor. Here's a cool jungle trick. Instead of only focusing on 60 to 90 Hz, try a bandpass that lives more in the knock region. Aim around 90 to 250 Hz as a starting zone. That makes the compressor react to the part of the kick that competes with bass audibility on small systems, not just the deep thump you're already controlling. Now dial it. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. If the kick doesn't feel like it clears space, shorten the attack. If it feels like the bass takes too long to come back, shorten the release. And timing matters. At 170 BPM, a 16th note is about 88 milliseconds. A 32nd is about 44. So if you're in a busy pattern and you want the sub to snap back in time for little ghost notes inside the break, experiment with releases around 44 to 90 milliseconds. If you want more rolling breath, 90 to 140 can be perfect. Too short starts to sound like dance pump. Too long starts to sound lazy, like the bass is sagging behind the drums. If you want the pro, consistent option, build a ghost trigger track. Make a MIDI track, put a short clicky kick or an operator click on it, and program exactly the rhythm you want the sub to duck to. Mute its audible output, and sidechain to that. It's mix-friendly, because it stays stable even when you swap kick samples or change processing. At this point, map your compressor threshold again, but conceptually, use one macro as sidechain amount. You can even keep Titan Comp and sidechain amount separate by mapping different ranges, but the main idea is, automate ducking in dense sections and pull it back when the arrangement opens up. Now we do the part that people skip. Phase discipline and tuning checks. Drop a tuner on the subtrack or subgroup and confirm the root note is stable. If it's drifting, it can be chorus or modulation leaking where it shouldn't. Then add spectrum after the rack. You want to see one dominant fundamental peak, not a bunch of low-end fog. Also watch 30 to 40 Hz. That's where sounds big can become eats headroom. If the kick and sub are fighting, don't only reach for EQ. Often the fastest fix is note length. Shorten the MIDI note so the sub releases before the kick. Jungle subs are often shorter than people expect, because the breaks already bring low mid rumble and movement. If you write dubstep length sustains, you'll blur the whole groove unless that's intentionally your aesthetic. Here's an extra coach move. Put a scope after the rack, or any oscilloscope you like. Look at the first 1 to 2 cycles of the sub note. If the waveform leans differently from note to note, saturation and compression might be shifting phase in a way that changes the feel. If you see inconsistency, try moving saturator after the compressor on the SUB core chain, or reduce drive. Compression before saturation can sometimes give steadier harmonics. It's not a rule. It's a troubleshooting move. Now, optional but very authentic, VHS hiss. Done correctly, create a return track called VHS hiss. Put a noise source on it. Operator works great. Use the noise oscillator or use a noise sample loop. Then auto filter. High pass around 4 to 8 kHz and low pass around 10 to 14 kHz. Then vinyl distortion. Tracing model on. Drive low, like 0.5 to 2.0, and crackle very low unless you want the vinyl to be obvious. Then utility, make it wide, 140 to 200%, and bring the gain down. Now you send a tiny amount to it, ideally from the VHS harmonics lane vibe, not from the core. That keeps the hiss controllable, and it doesn't steal headroom from your sub. If you want the hiss to feel printed into the performance instead of sitting on top, add a compressor on the hiss return sidechained from the harmonics chain. Gentle settings, like 2:1, fairly fast attack, medium release. Now the hiss breathes with the bass and feels glued to the movement. Quick mono compatibility test that actually catches problems. Put a utility on the VHS lane only and set width to 0% temporarily. If the whole character vanishes or turns nasty, your stereo effect is too different signal dependent. Reduce chorus width, reduce width, or make the modulation subtler. The core should remain solid either way. Now let's talk arrangement moves, because Dark Side Jungle is as much about tension and release as it is about sound design. One bar before the drop, you can increase VHS flutter slightly, increase the hiss send, and even lower the HP split a touch, like 120 down to 90 for a brief bloated pre-drop. Then on the drop, snap HP split back to 120, reduce flutter so the core feels locked, and increase sidechain amount if the breaks are dense.